destroying the media lies and dismantling the narratives, one story at a time. It's the Adrian Slade Show Quick Rant. Follow on Twitter, twitter.com/rantsoutloud. Read the blog at adriansladeshow.com and get the free Adrian Slade Show Roku channel in the streaming store.
Well, it looks like Bill Cosby's Spanish Fly skit has come to fruition. It has become reality. He was showing the pudding pop stew the little kids a flop the flism. And not only him, but breaking news, Tom Brokaw was trying to grab the boobies. You know, and I think both of them are going to be upcoming guests on Charlie Rose's Me Too show. That's right. Come on down. You're the next contestant on Sexual Harassment Squares. Shadow Stevens is going to be center square. And let's go with Charlie Rose for the block. He's going to come in with his house coat and nothing else but his wrinkly self. And he's going to sit down and do interviews and lament about how bad his sexual harassment tendencies were and interview the plight of all those other people. Maybe he's going to interview Joy Reid, you know, about the drunk blogging that she did. You know, maybe he's going to go on and say, what happened? You know, back in the day, you were pretty anti-gay. You kind of went on and on about how you thought Ann Coulter was a shim, and you kind of said some derogatory things about gay people, and she forgot. She didn't know what she was typing. Somebody hacked into her account, and, you know, but this is why we have to look at things like, you know, Kanye West. We have to, even though we don't care about Kanye West, we have to take it with a grain of salt, but we have to also look at the importance of it at the same time. We have to look at it kind of with a little bit of care. You know, we can't be consumed with it and go, oh, yeah, he's on our side. But we also have to not ignore it and be, you know, above the fray. Oh, I don't care about Kanye West. We can't shrug it off because there is an ounce of importance to it. I'm Adrian Slade. Thanks for tuning in. See, here's the thing. We've got what's called the Katie Couric effect. We've got the media manufactured narrative bubble that is always being built. The Charlie Rose show, okay? This guy gets canned because of the fact that he was hugely inappropriate. And he carries the progressive line. So you have to keep him employed. You have to keep him in the news cycle. You have to keep him in the culture. You have to keep him towing the progressive line. Same thing with in the entertainment industry. You have to continually keep everybody on the same page. And so the Katie Couric effect goes into play, where even though you may not have the talent, as long as you do what the progressives want you to do, you'll get employed. You'll be placed in the right spots. Like Adam Rippon, this kid comes out of nowhere, gets a bronze medal for skating in the Olympics, and, you know, he hates Mike Pence a lot, and he's gay. And so what happens? He's going to show up on Dancing with the Stars. You know, you're going to have David Hogg down the road. He's going to become a CNN analyst. You know, the sheriff of Broward County, who for some reason is absolved of any responsibility for his complete lack of competence and, you know, basically, he's culpable 100% in the Parkland shooting, but yet, for some reason, he gets a pass because he was towing the progressive line. He gets voted no confidence, 500 and some to 94 or 92 by his own department. He will end up as an analyst at some point on CNN because that's what they do. So when something like Kanye West happens, destroys the media. I mean, it destroys the narrative. It destroys the progressive bubble. But what we have to do is we have to be careful about going too far to the other side with it. You know, at one point I thought this guy is either trolling America in the most epic trolling session of all time, or he is single-handedly wrecking the progressive mantra, the progressive handiwork, all by himself. It's utterly amazing. He's destroying what academia has built. It's unbelievable. And for me, you know, I'm not a big Trump guy. I give him praise when he deserves it. When he steps into progressive land, I call him out. But at the same time, I'm going to sit back and just watch. I'm going to grab some Jiffy Pop and I'm just going to take it on in. Because here's the thing. We have to look at what Kanye West is doing and judge it on its merit. Now, am I going to think that he's trolling us? Well, I mean, he is, from what I heard, he's putting out a song with Tommy Lahren on the track. That could be a troll. I mean, if he was out there just going, hey, I'm going to bring Sean Hannity in and I'm going to do, maybe I could consider that trolling. But when he gets down to watching Jordan Peterson videos, that's a little more nuanced. I would have to think you don't just, you know, you're going to go on the surface. You're going to grab the caricatures of what you think conservatism or not conservatism, but Trumpism. You're going to grab the caricatures of what that is and adopt them if you're going to troll somebody. You're not going to get deep down into the nitty gritty and pull things out like Jordan Peterson videos. So there's something to what Kanye West is doing, but we have to look at it almost from a religious aspect. You know, I tweeted to Dana the other day, and she actually read it, about we have to look at it from a religious angle. You know, we have to look at, say, a new Christian. You know, you embrace the new Christian who gives his life to the Lord, and you encourage him, and you nurture them. But you don't put him in the pulpit to basically, you know, lead the service. Now, that's not to say you don't let them share their message. That's not to say you don't let them share their testimony. You know, you don't let them engage with the public by themselves without any sort of, you know, pat on the back and say, hey, you keep going. Oh, here's some tools to help you learn more about what we believe. You know, those kind of things are necessary. But you have to be mature. There has to be some growth before you can thrust this guy into, you know, your president 2020, Kanye West. We can't go down that road yet with him, okay? You don't do that yet. He has to grow into that. He has to earn that. But what he's doing is very important because he's shaken up the groupthink of the left. He's taken the low-information voter that's in the grocery store getting their news off the headlines at the checkout counter, you know, getting their headlines off of TMZ, and he's making some of them think. You know, he's making some of them reconsider their views. He's taken some of them and shedding the light on their hypocrisy. He's taken some of them and he's shedding, you know, the light indirectly through their friends and their reaction and their hypocrisy and how they react. Chance the Rapper jumping in saying, hey, we don't all have to be, black people don't have to be Democrats. We can be independents. He's showing that there are other things that we can do. There are other modes of viewpoints and methods of thinking. And that needs to happen. Kim Kardashian getting in there and say, hey, we can think differently. We don't all have to think the same way. That is epic because there are people we can never reach from our pulpit. Let them use the pulpit that they built. You know, let them use their branding to shake up the thinking in that arena. I'm not going to shun that. I'm not going to laugh that off. Now, I'm not going to put them as the head of the movement. I'm not going to have them go to the colleges like, you know, Ben Shapiro or Steven Crowder and make the case for conservatism because I don't think they understand it fully. I don't think they're quite there yet. They have to mature in that. It's almost like Brian Head Welch from the band Korn, you know, when he was on stage and he just said, I'm done. And he gave his life to the Lord. And he went out on his own. He studied. He learned. He shared his testimony. He brought a lot of people in. He didn't become, you know, the preacher at a church. No one was going to his church. But he was sharing his testimony and it was still just as effective as somebody like a Limbaugh, you know, who preaches conservatism every day, or at least he used to, in my opinion. But he was just as effective because he was providing that different viewpoint from his position. And what happened was he went out on his own. He started his own brand. And then he joined back in Korn. And him and Fieldy, who also did the same, found that if they were in the position of culture that they were in, they had more of an influence. They could grab more people at the position that they were in. So while they did the show, they would meet kids backstage and, you know, preach what they've learned. But that doesn't mean that they were, you know, going to, you know, they weren't doing Billy Graham festivals. They left that to Billy Graham. Same thing can be said here for Kanye West. We shouldn't have him speaking at CPAC quite yet. But do we let him go out there and share Jordan Peterson videos? Heck yeah. That has to happen. And so I don't laugh off what happened. I don't sit there and, I mean, yeah, he's got a MAGA hat on and, you know, Trumpism is something I don't subscribe to 100%. But there is a shred of legitimacy to what was happening, and we need to embrace some of that and realize the importance that even though we have things going on like Alfie Evans, which really needs to be shown because that is the, again, it's like I said on the Charlie Gard episode, that is God lifting the veil off of, you know, progressivism and saying, see, this is evil because progressivism comes from evil. And that's, this is a consequence of your arrogance, of the people's arrogance to think that they are God. This is what'll happen. You will devalue life. You will want life to die. You will give to the state the golden calf that is the arrogance of people. And you will basically give in to the arrogance of people to the point where they will kill kids who have been living beyond the means of medicine when they were told that they were going to die as soon as the plug is pulled. And even though they're still living, the state is going to say, nope, well, we made our decision and we're going to stand by it and we're going to die. We're going to let them die. And even though, oh, you got a bad attitude towards us too, so you better shape that up or we're going to make him die quicker. I mean, it's ridiculous what's going on. And even though that got outshined by Kanye West, we have to look at both of those stories as equally important because they're both ways to show that conservatism is extremely necessary. A conservative resurgence needs to happen because we need to show to the public that we need to think differently outside of the box. And we also need to realize that the route that we've been going on, giving the state complete power, is something that we shouldn't do. And the only way we do that is to destroy the narrative bubble built by the media, built by Hollywood, that rewards those who are half-talented but toe the line, the Charlie Roses, the Tom Brokaws, the Adam Rippons, the David Hoggs, anyone that is supporting the progressive media talking points. We have to destroy that. And if someone like Kanye West is going to take the flag and do it, let him do it. But don't make him the leader of the movement. Just let him be the wrecking ball. I'm Adrian Slade. Thanks for tuning in. You can check out the podcast, iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, Spreaker, TuneIn app, iHeart. You can also get the free Roku channel in the Roku streaming store. And go to Patreon, patreon.com/AdrianSladeShow. Read the blog, adriansladeshow.com. We'll see you.